Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Okay, finally today, we've got one more Olympics-related story for you, sort of. This one with an ancient Greek twist.
I've always been a lover of Greek mythology, and I thought it would be pretty interesting to swim Messina, especially since it has a pretty big part in Odyssey.
Meet 11-year-old Bostonian Tancred Roy. The Odyssey he's referring to is, of course, Homer's epic. And Messina, the Strait of Messina, a 2-mile stretch of water between Italy and Sicily, crossed by Odysseus when Homer spun his grand myth sometime between the 7th and 8th century BCE, and crossed by young Tancred just last month.
You are just staring at almost this vast expanse of a bluish black. You can see little movements of like jellyfish and other sorts of marine life.
But note, Odysseus had a boat. Our young hero swam.
In the beginning, I was like, oh yeah, it's like a normal swim. But as I got further and further along, Messina proved to have its own challenges.
Now, to be honest, I was half hoping to hear Tancred tell us that he battled both the Scylla and Charybdis. But alas, no six-headed, sharp-toothed beasts or monster whirlpools on this swim. Tancred's father, Stephen Roy, who was alongside his son for the crossing, says the challenges were less fantastical, but even more dangerous.
There were a lot of big fish in the water. My biggest concern was sharks.
Sharks, strong currents, and other obstacles to avoid.
There are big ships going through the straits. I mean, like huge tankers and other ships, right? You know, big, huge container ships.
Tancred was undaunted. He'd been preparing for the event for 2 years.
He swam mornings at 6 o'clock at the MIT pool, so it required him to get up at 5:30 and pull himself together, and he would swim for an hour and then go off to school.
Tancred also trained in Boston Harbor.
For a lot of my training, I swam along the shore in Pleasure Bay, which wasn't more than maybe 15, 20 feet deep. And going from 15, 20 feet to 300 to 400 feet is a huge difference.
Not to mention the fact that Boston Harbor is about 20 degrees colder than the water in the Strait of Messina. But all that training paid off. Tancred crossed Messina in just 1 hour and 7 minutes. I'm not sure Homer told us how long it took Odysseus to make the same journey. Classic scholars listening, please do let us know. But I'm going to guess it wasn't in just over an hour. And as if Tancred's feat weren't already impressive enough, his father Stephen added this about his family.
Well, I don't think anyone could swim more than 25 yards in a pool.
And that was just 2 years ago. But the thing his dad is proudest of, not so much Tancred's physical feat, but...
It's one thing to read about Greek myths. It's another thing to actually go to the place where the Greek myth took place and to interact, you know, to get involved in a proactive basis and do something that's unusual.
So we come to the end of this chapter of Tancred's journey. However, as with any grand epic, Stephen says there is some foreshadowing of what may come next for his son.
Yeah, his name is Tancred Britannicus Roy. So he was born with the classic middle name, all right? So maybe that was also a spur to doing something. But he won't be swimming the English Channel next year, I don't think.
Tancred, in fact, is looking further east.
I have had my eye on something called the Straits of Bonifacio. It's an 8-mile-long swim, though there aren't any currents. So it should be an interesting experience, though I'm not sure I want to do it or not.
That's 11-year-old, yes, 11-year-old Tancred Roy. He swam across the Strait of Messina just last month. Now, with that as inspiration for you, we bid you the best of adventures for the rest of this Wednesday afternoon. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.